And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we have a great show for today. We got Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing joining us. There is so much to cover, both kind of a rundown of what the fleet's got going on, when we're expecting to run, all the great stuff going on, and a big look forward to this fishing season we got going on. You stay tuned. It's going to be a great one. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
It's time once again for the spectacular Fred Hall Show, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The world-class international fishing, hunting, and travel show. 5 full days of family fun. Enjoy the ultimate air dogs, duck races, live music, and more. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. Celebrate the joy of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show. The Fred Hall Show, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Get all the details at FredHall.com.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Can't beat this weather, Rick.
Oh,
it's just to be in Southern California and record-breaking temps. And
if good fishing isn't going to happen soon because of this, I don't know what. I mean,
right?
It feels like the fishing season, and it feels like it for two reasons. One, because the weather is so nice, and two, like you go down to Fisherman's Landing, in, you know, you set the clocks back 5 years ago, and right now in middle of February, there's not a person, at least in the local fleet. Obviously, Long Range is buzzing and happening, but the localist boat, they're not even thinking about the upcoming season for a while. You know, it's still 4 or 5 months away, and Carl will give us the kind of the rundown, like, it's happening down here right now. Like,
yeah.
You know, it feels right now like in Albacore what June felt like, you know, like, okay, the season's right around the corner. We got to be ready. Here we go. So, anyways, a big good morning to Carl. We're stoked to have you in here with us. And, yeah, this isn't a normal February down at Fisherman's Landing, is it?
No, it's not. Everyone's done with boat work or finishing up with boat work. Normally, like you said, 5 years ago, guys, like, oh, well, we'll start coming down a little, a couple days a week, kind of start bringing things down, getting ready for boat work, and we'll be ready by end of April or May or whatever, like, no big deal. June 1st, we'll start fishing.
Yeah, that was always the kind of the target. Like, we'll make sure we're ready by June.
Yeah, and now, like, everyone's like, well, we're ready by March 1st. Most guys are like, cool, we're going to be ready by March 1st. And when we were kids, guys like, okay, we'll start maybe running a little in June, start fishing July 4th, you know, get the summer in 90 days. Like, stoked, we got 90 days and we got 100 days in. Last couple of years, it's like, oh, now we got 130 days. Now guys are shooting for 200 plus days, you
Crazy.
Know, if this fish bites, you know. It's like, dude, we went from a three-month season to a seven-month season really fast in the last couple of years.
And it's been fun. Like, you know, we joked about it here on the radio a lot. Like, you know, you got to decide when you want to say one season ended and another one began.
Yeah.
You know, with bluefin literally in every single month of the year last year, there's a reason everybody's so busy right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, and they're seeing fish, you know. Tara on the Liberty a few weeks ago saw bluefin locally just outside the islands. The guys caught a few bluefin 2 weeks ago off Colonnette. There's fish down on the Ranger Bank. You know, it seems like there's I guarantee you could probably go out to Cortez Tanner, catch a bluefin out there, you know. There's just like there's good water everywhere. There's bait everywhere. That bluefin hasn't gone anywhere. It's doing what it's done the last few years. Come end of fall, it starts moving down south, down the Ranger Bank. They hang out there for a little while.
Ranger Bank, that's like kind of Cedrosy area, like above there.
Correct.
For a reference point, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And then they just start migrating
back
up. So they're right on time, you know. I don't, like, we got, almost everyone's going to be ready March 1st to start running. If there's fish to be had, to catch, every boat will be ready to run.
I mean, that's a
couple weeks away,
right?
Yeah.
And that's a pretty good spread already.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking fish being seen outside the Coronados and
yeah.
all the Ranger. I mean, that's...
Yeah. I mean, guys are ready. Jeff on the Fortune's ready. Condor is going to be ready. The Queen's going to be ready. The Islander is going to be ready. The Pegasus has got some trips up. I mean, the Pegasus put up, I would say, 10 open party trips for the spring on weekends.
Okay. Which is rare because they're kind of known as a charter boat only, like
yep.
kind of high-end groups, small groups, you know, real popular captains
yep.
and boat kind of thing.
But it's kind of funny. We put those open party trips up for these charter boats like, oh, there's not much left. And we had to take four open party trips down because guys like, oh, I need to get my charter in.
I'll just take the whole charter.
I'll just take the whole thing. It's like, and people call us all the, hey, I want a charter in August, September. It's like, I don't know what to tell you on that one. You're kind of late on the ball on that. So,
and that's, you're talking, you're saying that's late on the ball in January and February.
Yeah, I mean, guys were, I mean, January, even in December, like, a lot of boats were already sold out.
Prime
days were
wow.
already sold out, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah,
what
is.
An exciting time. And, you know, this last year was, I mean, it was just that. It was some phenomenal fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you guys got to see it and just so much popularity, and there's just so much lust for trips. You know, we had John and Pete from the Islander in here last
mm-hmm.
weekend talking about it. It's one of those things that you really need to be booking, especially those, you know, day and a half and 2 day and 3 day. Like, you kind of need to be booking those now,
yeah.
not necessarily waiting for the fish count. We all know how
yeah.
great these last few seasons have been. Just pick your time from work and just hop on a boat and go.
Yeah.
This year in particular, it really feels like that. If you don't book it early, you're not going to get to go.
No.
Or you won't get to go on the boat that you'd really like to go on.
Correct,
and,
yeah.
And early isn't a month ahead of time, like you're saying.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
literally
right now.
Yeah.
yeah, right.
I mean, weekends probably in July, August, September, and October, I would say are 90% sold out. May, June, there's lots of room. You know, guys are still seeing when the fish start biting, which is understandable. But as soon as one boat goes down there and they catch 30 or 40 bluefin,
they're going to backfill the rest of
those
trips.
They're going to fill those trips up so fast.
You're so right.
It's really amazing. I went through all the long-range boats from all the landings. It's like, they got a few trips here and there, but all their spring trips, their day-and-a-half to three-day trips, sold out for already, you know?
Incredible.
It's just crazy.
It's a crazy cycle
yeah.
we're in with the bluefin. And, I mean, it's beautiful to see because
it's
something
really nice.
That, you know, we're all kind of the same age, right? And
mm-hmm.
that's something that we didn't have as
totally.
Yeah.
as in our youth, you know? I mean, there's...
I mean, when we were kids, February was, oh, it's the freezer special. Let's go catch a whole bunch of reds or rockfish and...
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
that was it.
Yeah.
Hey, and it was just reds and rockfish.
Yeah.
You know, there was, like, a Colonnette trip has now, now it's turned into a bluefin trip.
Yeah.
That if you don't catch your bluefin, then you want to go yellowtail fishing. And if you don't catch then we'll catch some rock cubs. Like,
yeah.
back in the day, it was, you fish for reds. And, you know, and then that just morphed into those great, you know, yo-yo jig yellowtail
yep.
trips. Like, It's been fun to see.
And a chance to spot of a bluefin.
Yeah, guys call us like, I'm going on the Liberty this weekend. Should I bring a bluefin rod? I would bring a bluefin rod. You don't need to bring everything, but bring a 60-pound or an 80-pound outfit. You never know. I mean, I would say a 60-pound outfit is probably a better outfit this time of year. Bring a 40-pound and a 60-pound. You could yo-yo fish and rock cod fish with your 40-pound, and that bluefin shows up, and it's a little bigger grade. You're ready to go.
I know we've talked about it on the radio show before, and you had mentioned the same thing, that the Mexican the pen fishery again reached their quota in 21 days of fishing. I mean, for the entire year, their entire year's allotment they count in 21 days. And talking with one of the guys from the boats there, those 21 days were met, as we all remember, the beginning of the year with a huge amount of wind. So, the reason it took 21 days is there were several days laid up just kind of waiting for better conditions.
For the right weather.
I mean, that's only 3 weeks to catch their year's amount of fish, which he said was just the best volume they had seen, and spent multiple days waiting for the wind to allow them to get back on it. So good.
Yeah, and that's great for us because in years past, when we were fishing next to the Mexican seiners and stuff, I mean, those fish get so shy on boats, that engine noise. I mean, you get 100 yards, 150 yards away, and they just gone, sink out so fast. Now they have probably a good month or so before we get on them, maybe 6 weeks, and they're not going to be freaked out like they used to be, and that's just, way better on them for our advantage versus it was 2 or 3 years ago when they were fishing so close to home.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's cool, man. Very cool. Well, lots of big work going down. What have been some of the projects that you've seen as far as boats go, landing? You keep your ear so close to all the boats and such good relationships with all the guys. Any idea of some of the projects that some of the boats are doing that we can look forward to as passengers coming up to sea?
Yeah, I would say the guys that are doing the most work would be Jeff on the Fortune now. He's the new owner.
So tell us about that. Bruce Smith was a friend and lots of guys fished with for a bunch of years. He's always the owner of the boat and change of hands.
Yep. Bruce is just on to other adventures. I don't think he's gone. I think we'll still see him down here running relief and stuff. But he sold the boat to Jeff the last 3 or 4 months now since he shut down. New fish hole, new galley, new electronics, new sonar on the boat, giving the old boat there a lot of elbow grease and just tuning that thing up. So he's going to be ready. He spent a lot of money.
That's
in
a
the
lot
boat.
Of projects.
Yeah, especially.
Those are all like the project of the year.
Yeah.
That's crammed into one season. That's
rewired the boat, new fish hole. He gutted everything down to the ribs of the boat and put new fish holds in.
Cool.
New galley and stuff like that. So he's done a lot of work, new deck and everything.
Now, what kind of run, when Bruce had it was kind of like you were talking about with the Pegasus, it was kind of a charter boat 90% of the time and some open party. What is the run that the Fortune will see with the new ownership?
I think this year he's going to probably be 50-50 on open party and charters. He's going to really, Jeff's a bluefin guy. So if that bluefin's around, that's what he's going to do. And target, all the spring trips are going to be bluefin, yellowtail type of trips. If there's nothing else to go catch, or if those things aren't biting at all, he might try to go do something else, but he's going to target that type of stuff. Day and a half, 2.5 day trips. He does have quite a bit of room for charters for midweeks. All weekend stuff is gone, I think, for him all the time. But he's ready to rock and roll March 1st. He had bottom side this past week, no issues with Coast Guard on there. He has topside. Nice. The boat's in great shape now. Pacific Queen, he's full boat work. He's painting. He's got new staterooms in the back. He gutted everything, new running gear and everything.
Way.
The bunks are going to be a little bigger in the staterooms.
Very cool.
He was hoping to be up by February 1st, but with the chain supply stuff, he got set back and not getting all his supplies in and stuff like that. But he'll be ready probably March 1st. Gavin is ready to go. The Condor, Trevor's been heading that operation now. I think he's going to be running the boat this summer. He's doing a really good job on getting the boat up and ready to up and running here. He's working on the bait tank, new deck on the boat there, some paint, a lot of cosmetic stuff. Same with the Islander, a lot of cosmetic stuff. Nothing major. I know John's got the engines torn apart. He's retuning those. And everyone else is ready to rock and roll.
That's
great,
man.
What a list of work.
No kidding. And it just feels like it. Now, on your side, as far as people go, does that same feeling of anticipation, are you hearing that and feeling that in the office? I mean, are guys calling? You talked about there being no charters, but, I mean, are people kind of coming and booking and feeling that, like, trips are going away as fast as you think?
Trips are going away fast.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. I mean, guys are booking. We kind of give you an idea. put up the Islander schedule 3 weeks ago, maybe. I would say all their June trips on are filling up really fast. The Outrider, we just put their schedule up. Great little boat. People really like fishing with Jeff. His stuff is starting to fill up really
fast.
That's
a really unique boat. Give us a rundown on what the Outrider is. That's a newer boat to the landing, yep. not brand new by any means, but they're a unique operation. Yep. What's their run like?
Little 50-foot Delta there. Takes on overnight trips and a day and a half, he takes 10 passengers.
It's a perfect small group boat.
It really is. Yeah, totally.
I mean, if you're like your own little group and you fly the kite or a balloon.
Like, and they love doing that.
Like two jumbo fish would make the whole trip.
Yeah. You know? I don't know how many times they've come back with the fish hole plugged and
crazy
limits. Like, oh, we're on a 2.5 day. We're coming in a day early. We got our limits. We're good. Fish hole's plugged. You know, on 2.5 day trips, he only takes their 8 or 9 passengers. So it's really, really cool boat to fish on. You know, holds plenty of bait. And Jeff is a really fun guy to fish with.
The other thing that's cool is, I mean, you can, if you, you know, getting sometimes 20 people together and 25 people together and collecting fees, if you're trying to do that, it's not like a corporate thing where you're just writing one check and taking customers. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to get your people together, it's a whole lot easier to get 8 or 9 guys together. And if you do that, you're talking getting the entire boat with just your buds,
Yeah, exactly.
It's just cool. Easier to do. Ticket price comes down because you're chartering the boat and you're just splitting it up amongst yourselves. Yep. Like, that's a cool little operation.
And if you're trying to juggle, like I was talking about, the kite or the balloon or whatever you're doing.
Big time.
Whether you're on a 80-foot boat or a 50-foot boat, it's the same scenario, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can only do one at a time.
Yep.
Or, you know, if you're talented enough, you've got a second one going, but that's kind of tripping over the other one, right?
Yeah. So, and in terms of big fish fishing goes, when it is the kite like that, I mean, there's a lot of times when, like, that's where the trophy's coming from. And, you know, if you're splitting those bites up amongst 8 guys instead of 28 guys, there's an advantage to be had there, too.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So he's really stoked on the season. I mean, I thought some of these guys might, over the last couple of years, it's been long 2 years for these guys, and like, we could use a break. Nope. Every single guy is ready to go. The crew, the captains, the passengers, they're like, when are we getting this thing going? It's like, as soon as we get a little sign of fish, we're running, you know.
That's
everyone's
great.
Ready to go.
Now, that said, that's kind of covering all the tuna side. What about the local guys? Half day, three quarter day? What's the landing got to offer? For those that, you know, don't come down to San Diego, lots of guys up in Orange County and L.A. that want to come down and get in on some of that good fishing. How's that shaping up, and what are they? What do you guys have to offer?
Dolphins running half day trips every day, except on Wednesday. Wednesdays we're doing our local halibut derby type of trip, you know. That's 7 to 4, $75. $10 goes to your jackpot. The heaviest fish after the 8 weeks into March wins the jackpot.
Heaviest halibut.
I had no idea. So it's a halibut day on Wednesday.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah. We started that 3 years ago.
Okay.
Frank's like, oh, that's a horrible idea. What are you thinking about? And I'm like, we're running with it. I'm going with it.
Yeah.
I mean, what else are we doing in the middle of January and February?
Right.
Nothing.
On a Wednesday.
And people love it, you know.
Oh,
we keep
cool.
it limited to 45 or 50 people versus the 60 people or whatever. People love it.
And success.
Yeah. You
really?
Know? Yep.
Okay.
What's
so,
the leaderboard at right now? What does it take to get on top of the list?
I think if you catched a 10-pound halibut, you would be winning right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we've had lots of shorts. There's been 8 or 9 legals, you know.
Okay.
So nothing crazy.
No jumbos.
No jumbos yet.
Basically saying first place is very much in your grasp.
Exactly.
Nobody's got like a 40-pounder where it's just out of the.
Jason knows these waters really well.
Yeah, I would say every year so far, the winning halibut has always come in the last week or two.
Oh,
someone will. I promise you, someone will catch a 30-pound or 40-pound halibut.
Oh, fun!
Yeah.
That's cool.
And there's no saying you're not going to catch sculpin or anything.
Yeah,
else.
There's always sculpin and sand bass. You know, wherever you go, where you find halibut, you're going to find sand bass.
What
and
a
sculpin.
Fun trip!
And how long? So that's
every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. 7 o'clock departure.
4 o'clock return time. You know, 4:30 somewhere in there.
That's cool. And it's how much?
$75, but $10 goes to your overall jackpot.
Right.
Then second place wins a rod and reel. And then third place wins some half-day passes.
That's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, very cool.
You know?
And then how long does that run?
Normally it's January and February, but this year we made it February and March, so every Wednesday.
Nice.
Yes. Cool.
So then the Liberty's ready to go. You know, we got Monday through Friday. We're running Coronado Island trips. You know, we haven't got too many trips off the dock yet. You know, they're just not a lot of yellowtail. I think that's what it's going to take these guys, the three-quarter day boats, to get off the dock this time of year, you know, especially with some of these other guys running extended half days and fishing Mexican waters on their half-day trips, which is totally fine. But, yeah, Liberty's ready to rock and roll. He's running the Pacific Queen day and a half calling net trips right now. Since the Queen's not ready, we just rolled everything over to the Liberty. So that was an easy switch for everyone. Everyone's stoked on that.
Oh, nice boat to be on, huh?
Yeah. You know, he came back this morning. Good reds, good rockfish, good lean cod. I haven't talked to Anibal yet this morning. I don't know if they saw any bluefin or yellowtail, but I haven't talked to him yet. But good fishing on there. Beautiful. I mean, how can you be? How,
right?
How can you not go down there and enjoy this
type of easterly wind, flat, slick, greased ocean?
Yeah.
So perfect.
It's, I mean, if you like those calling net trips, which a lot of people, and this is the weather you want, you know. Go out down there, catch some fish, have a beer, have a hamburger, and your life is good at this point.
The only problem with the reds down at Colonnette right now for Corey is they're approaching too big to be whole grilled with the ceviche spice on the tray. I mean, not there yet, but I mean approaching.
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you, like I said yesterday, I stepped out of bounds on that whole thing.
I liked it, man.
Right?
I liked it.
Oh, my God. That ceviche makes from Fisherman's Processing.
Where was that?
Oh, my God.
That's cool. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show for you. So stoked to have Carl. I mean, just a, you know, not just an overall of the land and all the things going on, long-range fishing, local fishing, and everything. But, I mean, just such a jack-of-all-trades himself. Carl spent a lot of time working in the tackle store. You know, he and I have worked together damn near since high school, a wealth of knowledge on tackle, and then also a career on the boats themselves, driving and working on all the different boats. So a great guy to have and a wealth of knowledge when it comes to our SoCal sport fishing. It's going to be a great show, Corey.
I agree with you, Rick. And like you said, just so many decades' worth of info and the bluefin and the half-day halibut stuff. You want to give us a call, 213-432-1090. That's the telephone number. And you could text us via the app and only through the app. And make sure you leave your name and telephone number when you do so, because when you do, you have a chance to win a prize. And today, again, like we did yesterday, we're giving away a prize to not only the callers, but to the texters. And the texters are going to have their shot at a pair of half-day tickets for the Dolphin to go and fish with Jason there.
So cool.
Yeah, it really is. Really neat. And then the callers are in, check this out, for a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. So if you want your shot, the number again, 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back with Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're stoked to have Carl Schmidt in here from Fisherman's Landing. You want to give us a call? One open line at this point, 213-432-1090, and you've got your shot to win a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Couldn't be a better operation to fish with other than, you know, between the San Diego, the Liberty. And
you can't go wrong with
right?
either boat.
Oh,
you can't.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're both great boats to fish on.
And if you want to text us via the app, you got your chance to win a pair of happy tickets out of Fisherman's Landing on the Dolphin.
Yeah.
Jason.
Texts already flooding through. Phone calls, too. Hey, I want to remind you, coming up, the Fred Hall Show is back at the Long Beach Convention Center March 2nd through the 6th, just a couple of weeks out. The Fishing, Hunting, and Travel Show. It's fun for everybody. Don't miss the big return of the Fred Hall Show. Details can be available at fredhall.com.
How cool.
I know. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited that it's coming back.
It's so exciting, right? I mean, it was always a very exciting time of the year for me, but I have to share something with you, Rick. I don't miss the stress. I mean, every single shop is stacking orders.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was the same thing every year, and I had that show, like, looming on me, and it just... I could take a deep breath.
I've always said I can't imagine what it's like to be Corey, who pours every... Again, it's worth noting, every single swim bait you pour by hand. Yeah. And, like, you just walk into Fisherman's, and that's the only one that I can speak for personally. There's thousands of them, and we're just one of your shops.
But to have that show, like, for myself, put aside at this point, right? It's just... it's nice for me to be able to take a deep breath.
Yeah, sure.
And have this weather, look forward to the fish, the local inshore fishing.
Uh-huh.
It's like Mark Wish says, the dogwoods are blooming, man. It's like right on the cusp of like, I mean, the halibut are biting, like Gundy, you know?
I love it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm starting to get sideways.
Yeah, not big. I'm into it. Well, yeah, we're really pumped and glad the Fred Hall Show is coming back again. March 2nd through the 6th. Check it out. Phones are packed up. Corey, let's jump into them.
Let's do it. Doug from Montebello. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Yeah, hi. I was really curious on one thing. If on a charter, do they have charter insurance like you do on the open party if you have to cancel their trips?
We don't. I'm sure you could get something like that through, like, Bob Dotson, like a trip insurance or something like that. But, like, if you don't cancel on us, like, 3 days beforehand, if you give us a little time, if it's during the summer, if it's on one of our boats, we will work with you. And as long as we can throw an open party trip back up there and get it halfway full or full, we will work with you and get your money back, or we'll roll it over. You know, especially the last couple of years with COVID, I don't know how many of you guys, half my guys are sick. Like, they gave us a week notice. We put that trip up online, and we filled it up, and we got their money back, or we rolled it over to next year.
You were able to accommodate them.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's not always the case, though, right? I mean, that's so – like, even an open party trip. If a guy's booking an open party trip, I mean, you're committed to that unless you can fulfill –
98% of the times we can do it, you know.
I don't know anything about the landings procedure or policy. What I can speak to is being in the tackle store and hearing those guys on the phone all the time. You hear it all the time over there. Hey, we just had somebody back out. You're on the wait list. Do you want the spot?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you just hear the guys going down the list. Hey, I'm leaving you your voicemail, but I'm also calling number two. So the first guy that can commit to it gets it, you know. So I hear those guys go down waiting list. And then consequently hear the same thing like, hey, Joe Smith, you know, sorry again, you can't go, but we got a guy to fill your spot. No problem. Your refund's on its way. That kind of thing. So like, I hear about it quite a lot.
And with that in mind, that's why if a trip is full, why you want to be on a waiting list.
Correct. I mean, we have waiting lists that are almost as long as a passenger list, you know, on some of the certain trips during the summer. We'll have 15, 20 guys on a wait list.
But if you get to that 12th guy and you haven't got an answer yet, then number 12,
yeah, it's
answers
right. Yeah.
First come,
like,
first serve.
It's first, yeah, whoever either calls us back or answers the phone gets that chance. So, or if someone's lucky enough online and see that open spot, it goes, you can book it.
Yeah.
So as soon as that person calls and cancels and we take them off that trip, it automatically opens up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we call everyone on the wait list. They don't answer. We go number two, number three, number four, or someone will book it online. On charters, like I said, is during the summer, as long as you don't give us like the super last minute stuff, we'll work with you. There is occasion where someone loses a 50% deposit, but that's, I would say, very rare, on the rare side on that.
The one thing that I think is cool is the landing reservation software that you have in the office is virtually the same thing that we all have on our computer and on our phone. Like,
exactly.
It's immediate. So,
yeah.
Like, when a trip opportunity comes up, you know, you can book it at home just, I mean, really faster than you can at the landing because you don't have to make a phone call. Like, there's not a delayed system.
Nope.
Like, you have
it's live.
Immediate access.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. And like I said, on charters, we don't want to take your money if you're not going fishing. That's the last thing. We don't want a bad taste in someone's mouth. We want to accommodate, and we'll work with, and most of the boat captains or owners will work with someone, like, on a one-to-one basis on the situation.
That's,
you know,
great.
Yeah.
But with all that said, Doug, man, get your trip insurance. It's just inexpensive. Carl hit the nail on the head. Go see Bob Dawson and just cover, you know, CYA. Just, there's, it's such an inexpensive thing to do. And if you're the type of person who might be prone to having to have a bit, just, man, trip insurance is so nice because then it alleviates everything from everybody.
Yeah.
Like you said, you guys might be the most accommodating there is, but it's just nice to know that nobody has to worry about it once you go down that route.
I agree with you, Rick.
Doug, appreciate the phone call very much. Speaking of a great place to head down to, let's head south to the Rancho Leonero. We got John Ireland on the line right now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rick. Hello, Corey, Carl. Well, down here, the fishing's pretty darn good. Before I get going, Rick, I want to congratulate you on Little Richard. Really great.
Thank you, John,
really
very much.
Good. Especially naming him after Pop.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
We were really excited to get to do that. He's been an absolute blast. We're having so much fun. Thank you, buddy.
Excellent, amigo. Well, congratulations on that one. Hey, the fishing down here has been pretty good. You know, the water temp is pretty cold. I can't recall it being much colder than this. It's 68 degrees and beautiful weather as well. Gosh, it's low 80s, cool evenings, but beautiful days. And it hasn't been very windy this winter at all. We've had a couple windy spells, but overall it's been a really, really nice year. The big story really is the yellowtail. The yellowtail are in a big way. They started up north at Saravo, the islands off of La Paz, and they've migrated south here over the last month. And everybody's in them. I'm looking out the window right now. There's about 12 boats right out in front, and they're about a mile off on the high spots.
That's crazy.
And they're jigging.
1 mile away from the ranch.
Yeah, really close, you know. And that's pretty common for the yellowtail. They're on the high spots inside, you know, and what they're doing is they're jigging iron off the bottom and picking up fish 20 to 40 pounds. And there's about three or four fish per boat. They're catching some real nice fish. And real close inside. And I expect that to continue, you know, through April. So anybody that wants yellowtail, that's a really good time to do it. They're also catching, God, there's loads and loads of white bonito out in front. And they make really good sushi. They're really nice fish. They really do have real white meat. And there's loads of them, and they're ranging up to 15, 17 pounds, I think, was the biggest one. But it literally as many as you want on that. They're taking the hoochies. And then we're getting a lot of barred pargo as well, to about 15 pounds. They're ranging from 7 to 15 pounds, actually about 5 to 15 pounds, and loads of barred pargo. And then on the outside on the banks, striped marlin. Continues, you know, not much pressure on them. Nobody's really going out. Everybody that's fishing right now are really – not hotel guests. They're all the locals and the commercial fishermen. But they're out in front right now fishing hard for the yellowtail. So pretty good fishing. It's been a while since I've called in, so I thought I'd give you guys a little update.
Well,
and I'll be calling weekly now from now on.
That's a great rundown, especially for February. Yeah. I mean, obviously, we're experiencing, as you do know, great weather at home right now. But when we hit those cold snaps and rain snaps, this is such a fun time to hear those reports that you could be down at the ranch and nice warm weather and hearing about that good fishing. And, man, I dig it. And if somebody wants to come down and take advantage of lesser crowds and some great great opportunity here during the winter, John, we're still have fishing available?
Yeah, for sure, all season long. You know, it's kind of, I'll give you the number here in a minute, but it's kind of ironic, you know, it's warmer up by you guys in San Diego.
Crazy.
Who would have thought, huh? It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLandNarrow.com is the number. And we're looking forward to everybody. The bookings look good for this year, and we're filling up fast, so. Call if you can, if you have some dates. And come early and catch some of these yellowtail. It's really going on right now for big yellowtails.
It's one of my favorite things that happens every year, you know, during the kind of wintertime for you guys. And I think we joke about it every year on the show, John. They don't make small yellowtail at the East Cape. It's so fascinating to me that you just don't ever see, you know, where the local standard size in Southern California, they're, you know, 10 pounds, 12 pounds, 15 pounds. You just don't ever even see them down there that size. They're all big trophies. It's so fun watching those yellows come back. And there's no denying it. You can see the photos. You guys still post the photos on the web all the time. They're all those big ones, 20-pounders and 30-pounders and 35-pounders.
Minimum 20 pounds. And I've seen them up in the 70, believe it or not. They're just whoppers. Yeah, they're not schooling fish. They're old guard fish that come up from the depths or wherever they come up from. They're like the cold, cooler water. But it's interesting, you know, we've had yellowtail last year throughout the season, you know, not frequently, infrequently, but big fish, and they were actually biting in 85, 90-degree water. So, but there's lots around now. Now's a good time for them for sure, Rick.
That's awesome. Well, great job, John. Glad to hear you back. Excellent report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You sure will. Thanks, gentlemen. Talk to you soon, then.
Thanks, John. Appreciate that very much. Corey, let's jump back into them.
Yeah, we need to, and we've got one open line, Rick. 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Gary. Gary calling from San Diego. Good morning. Welcome. Let's talk hookup.
Hi, Gary.
Good morning. Boy, you guys got me really excited to get out and get fishing.
Yes.
Carl, I got a question for you. I live fairly close to the landings. Is there an opportunity? I mean, I know it gets busy in the summer. To come down and just see if I can get on a boat, even though it may look as full, maybe somebody doesn't show up?
Absolutely. We have guys show up almost every night waiting for someone not to show up. Like, hey, I have tomorrow off. If you live close by and you could just hang out, if someone doesn't show up or runs late, like, hey, I'm going to be 30 minutes late. And most of these guys want to wait 30 minutes. If the boat leaves at 7, they're leaving at 7:05. Come on, we'll get you on at least. The guy that can't make it or whatever, we get their money back. You get to go fishing, and everyone's happy.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, totally.
Uh-huh. Yeah, especially if you're in the hood, Gary.
Yeah.
Except for the guy stuck in traffic.
The guy's stuck in traffic. He's bummed, but at least, like, these guys, I mean.
But better getting your dough back, you know.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if the fish are close, they're willing to wait. But if they got to run to Cortez or Tanner, they got to run 100 miles.
They're on a tight schedule.
They need to be down there, especially with this nighttime fishing or early morning fishing. They can't miss that opportunity. And it's like the captain's like, hey, sorry, it's not fair to all the other 30 guys.
You know, in all fairness, there's a departure time.
Exactly.
But
if the guy can't make it, at least the guy gets to go fishing and the guy gets his money back and everyone's happy.
Yeah.
I said, so sorry for the guy stuck in traffic, but everybody does win.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool. Well, hey, Gary, appreciate the call very much. We had a good text come through. Speaking of having to haul butt out there and get your nighttime fishing in, it's for Carl, are the bluefin on the chew more at night during the full moon cycles, or is that just an event that happens all season long? That's from Chuck.
That's a good question.
Yeah. I've had mixed feelings about this whole moon cycle. I've seen a bluefin bite full moon, no moon, whatever. I think they probably bite better before and after the full moon, you know. But I don't know how many times I've seen it. The moon, as bright as it can be in the middle of the night, guys dropping down and catching bluefin and stuff like that. So,
or maybe the moon prior, it wasn't the same. I mean, it's such a loaded question.
It really is. Do I think they bite better before and after the full moon? Yes, but I've seen that fish bite during the full moon so many times. It's people call all the time and they try to plan their trips around the, all the moon stuff. If you can go fishing, go fishing.
Yeah, it's the best thing to say.
I mean, I don't know. But
the nighttime hours of, you know, the flat fall and knife jig type fishing that you have, there's nighttime, that doesn't necessarily relate to the moon phase, them just biting at night in general.
Yeah.
That's just, that's when they're feeding. That's when the bait happens to be floating, so that's when they're active.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't see nighttime more around the full moon and daytime more around the night. It's just, they do what they want to do on their schedule.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they, just like when you're hungry, you eat when you're hungry. I don't get the whole, that whole concept. Like, they do what they do, and when they do it, that's when they do it.
And what you said about just going when you can book, you know, and when you have the opportunity. I mean, we've heard all the boys say that.
Yeah.
From Brian Kiyohara to Tim to Roy Rose, you know, last time he was on. It was just like exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
The moon is an excellent excuse when they didn't.
I think you're hitting it right on the head.
Yeah, it is.
Of course I would have caught him.
It's the scapegoat,
cool,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. This was a perfect example. On the Pegasus last year, like, I didn't realize we had like 8 guys cancel because the whole moon thing. And like the weather was going to be a little choppy. And Joe was all pissed, but you know what? Jason went out there and knocked the crap out of him. Just limits of fish, back early, weatherman was wrong, it was beautiful weather. And those 8 guys were super
bummed.
Sorry, man. They do what they do.
Crazy. Hey, we're having such a great time. We're going to be right back on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. More from Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Mm-hmm. Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all 5 species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
The first SoCal Sport Fishing Show this year is happening February 18th to the 20th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. It's the 12th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show. Check out over 100 sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, fishing resorts in 2 buildings, plus fabulous seminars and a free kids trout pond. There will also be plenty of raffle prizes up for grabs. Learn new fishing techniques from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin tuna, swordfish, calico bass, and more. These seminars are certainly something you will want to check out. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to great fishing travel destinations. 3 days only, Friday, February 18th from noon to 5, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5. The 12th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, having such a, a great time. We do have one open line at 213-432-1090. That's your chance to win a full-day trip on the Liberty.
Full-day trip on the Liberty. And,
or Texas.
Yeah, exactly. Those texters are going to get the shot at 2 half-day passes on board the Dolphin, which, again, such a beautiful rig. Those guys do such a good job. That boat is always spotless.
Like, it is.
Man, I would hate to be a pinhead on that boat because Jason doesn't let a scale get by.
Nope.
There's no dings on that thing.
Nope.
Like, it is always shiny and bright. They do a really good job. You can tell there's a real sense of pride and ownership on that Dolphin.
It's, I would say, in the top three cleanest boats in the fleet, hands down.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're in the engine room, the bilge, galley, upstairs. It's, like you said, takes a lot of pride. And, yeah, you're right. Don't want to be a pinhead on that thing.
And outside of that, he knows this area so darn well.
Yeah,
man.
Totally.
Yeah.
A lot of years fishing local hard bottom out front.
There's no doubt. See where he anchors up.
Keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of keeping an eye on what's biting, let's find out what's going on with the Kitchport, Corey.
Yeah, for sure. And it's sponsored by Summit Gasoline. Low prices are great. Free ice is amazing. But what sets Summit Gasoline apart from the rest goes much deeper, like Martha, the store manager that heads up the well-trained and busy staff, frozen bait, chum, gourmet Italian coffee, discounted live bait certificates. And I can't get over this one, Carl, but still they're giving away 100 pounds of free ice to our listeners that purchase 35-gallon minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline, easy in and out with your boat. Trailer, it's at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Yeah.
I just can't get over that. 100 pounds of free ice.
And cheap gas. It's awesome.
It's honestly, I see their prices, and it's almost cheaper than Costco.
Yeah.
Yeah. Filled up there last week.
Hey, well, with that, let's find out what's going on the water. We're heading up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What up, Woolley?
Good morning, Brian.
What's up, guys? Good morning. How are you?
We're doing really good. Just anxious to hear what's going on. Boy, what a nice week of weather up at Dana Point.
Holy cow, yeah. The weather says summer, but the water kind of says winter still, for sure.
I believe
that. But, hey, the water 57 to 59 was kind of our range this week. You know, it'd be that cool side as we were leaving the harbor in midday, kind of get up there close to 60. Some half-day bass action for the guys with that. You know, best setups were the sinker stuff, fishing down near the bottom, the reverse dropper loops, Carolina rig sliding sinkers, lead heads with the whole squid, caught some sand bass sculpin and some trigger fish this week for those guys on the half day. But yeah, just take advantage of this nice weather for sure. It's solid. Three-quarter day, you know, we're still poking around out in the deep for that sculpin. Some varied success kind of day-to-day this week on that stuff. The rubber lure setups on the dropper loop still were the way to go to keep some of that rockfish off the hooks. A few sand bass in the mix out in that deep water, too. And it's possible this week, too, we might start working some more bass fishing into our three-quarter day stuff. There's that stretch from, you know, San Onofre to almost Oceanside that we like to fish. And, you know, we haven't really been in there to keep that little sector honest. So we may be spending some more time in there.
Nice.
Take a look in there this week, you know, over that kelp and some of that hard bottom. And then the Fury Marcus has his March overnight schedule on the books. So if anyone wants to hop on some of those trips, get out there to Clemente, some of that you know, season opener, rockfish stuff, maybe shot at some yellowtail over there at Clemente. He's got that rolling, $175 a person, and the boat leaves at 9 p.m. So you guys want to check that out. We'll try and get some of those dates up on our social media so you guys can pick through that, or you can always call our office. They can get you all the details and all that stuff. And then we want to put an offer out here to all your listeners with the discount code, get some people out three-quarter day fishing with us. If you use the code FEB, 25, F-E-B 25, that'll save you 25% on a weekday, three-quarter day ticket. Tuesday's always half price, so Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, if you want to use that code, your listeners can save 25% on one of these three-quarter day trips.
That's a killer deal, Woolley. So again, it's Feb 25, 25% off a weekday local three-quarter day.
Perfect. That's
awesome.
It. Yep.
Well, that's a great deal, man. Appreciate you guys. Always so good at spreading the wealth and getting guys out fishing and always offering a deal for the hookup for the anglers here, man. Great job. We sure love you guys up at Dana Wharf. And, man, sounds like some good fishing to be had and another nice stretch of weather coming up, a little bit of wind, but plenty of good fishing in between.
Totally. We're looking forward to this next week. So we'll hopefully see some of these guys out on the water with us this week.
I like
Thanks for the time, guys.
Good luck with those bass. We'll be anxious to hear next week how that check, cool opportunity for guys to get to go fishing in a zone that hasn't been pounded out for a while. It's going to be some fun.
Roger.
All right, Brian.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate that very much. Well, we had a couple of great texts come through. How about we fire this one off? Interesting season coming up. Carl, does Carl know if the Tomahawk will be back in service? That's from Rory. What's up with the Tomahawk?
So the Tomahawk plans on running this season. They've got the boat repaired. There's still a few things, but they're waiting on Coast Guard. And unfortunately, one side effect of COVID is what should take a couple weeks could take a couple months. So as soon as they get their COI back from Coast Guard in hand, they will have a schedule up. They've been talking to a few guys running the boat. They don't want to mention it till they get everything in hand, 100% ready to go. They don't want to take people's money. Hey, the trip, we don't have our paperwork back from Coast Guard. We got to refund everyone again like what we did last year. So they're waiting till they get something in writing from Coast Guard. Yes, they can start running. You'll have your COI back. And as soon as they get it, they'll start running. The boat looks great. New paint job. They were in the yard for 3-4 months. Sal's been doing a great job. There's still a few odds and ends to taking care of. But they're just now it's just waiting on Coast Guard.
And that's going to be a hot tip when that boat comes online. You know, you talked about so many spots being gone. Yep. And they're, again, a very, very comfortable, beautiful boat.
Yep.
Great big fish reputation. Those yep. guys have done such a good job the last couple of years, and none of the spots have been taken
Nothing.
Yet.
Nothing. So,
oh, okay, cool.
So as soon as they get their open party schedule up, they've taken a few charters. You know, the guys have been chartering the boat for 10, 15 years, or however long they've had the boat, the last 5 years now. So there's a few, I mean, when I say few, like 10 days or something like
yeah.
that. But everything will be open and ready to go. But they don't want to do anything ahead of time
sure.
until they get the piece of paper in. When you're dealing with Coast Guard back on the East Coast, it's just...
Makes total sense.
They're just waiting. So
right
as
on.
Soon as they get finish up with their few things they got to do, and Coast Guard gives them their piece of paper, they're ready to rock
and
them
how on. Will you make that announcement? Like, if we're out there, like, hey, man, I loved fishing on the Tomahawk, caught a bunch of big fish, I want to go once you start taking tickets, how do we know when that happens? Like,
we'll
how will you guys get the word out?
All our social media, we'll probably make an announcement on here. We'll call all the local 976 Sport Fishing Report, when Instagram, Facebook, they'll do everything. And I'm sure it won't take long for the word to get out
all
as
right.
soon as they get it.
Cool.
That's a good way
well,
to
yeah,
go.
Let's continue with our catch report, Corey.
I think we need to, man. We got Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru. I wonder if the Flat Daddy has...
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
yeah.
Gundy, we've been talking about you all morning. We're curious to know if that halibut action has continued into the surf.
Yes, actually, the better fishing this week was down in the lagoons down there. And we'll get to that at the end of the report. But, you know, we had that big blow a week ago, so conditions were a little tough, but this last week, you know, it kind of got warm and balmy, and then we're moving into a full moon. So we had really nice conditions, really, for midwinter. And catches were made. Those Oxnard Ventura beaches kicking out some nice barred perch catches. Malibu, the little reef bite going on. Squid on the bottom there, catching a variety of cooler water species. And then those halibut catches continued in the lagoons. Hook, Line, Sinker reported more striped bass also. That same stretch, Carpinteria towards Ventura Harbor, the fish have ranged from 4 to 6 pounds, and they're taking swim baits or hard jerk baits. And the guys say, just look for the birds. You know, early in the morning, you see these little spots of birds kicking and stuff, and that's, you know, those are those areas you want to hit. And sometimes you hit, sometimes you miss, but it's worth a try there. Several legal halibut were also taken along the stretch from Goleta to Mesa, which has been pretty consistent up there. Wiley's reported good bass catches along the rocky reefed beaches, several legal bass taken on squid off Temescal Canyon, Leo Carrillo, nice mix of other species, Cabazon, yellowfin croaker, shallow water rockfish also in the catch there. Big fish up in Long Beach, a little bit slow. The better catching was inside the harbor, and they reported off Ballast Point, very good spotted bay bass, small swim baits. Taking some nice fish. Ketchum Tackle reported a few legal halibut taken off river jetties. And, you know, some pretty good fishing inside the harbor, too. Some legal halibut taken at the mouth of the harbor. And that's where the guys do best on the anchovies. Flash Minnows working best on the beach there. Hogan's reported some good barred perch catches. Strand, Salt Creek, the best area there. Clear red flake grubs will get you a limit of, you know, smaller fish, 4 to 6 inch. But that's a nice little morning if you're going to sacked 10 or 12 of them. Finally, those halibut catches we talked about in the back bays and the lagoons, no real big fish. I know you guys heard about those 40-inch class fish a week or so ago.
Crazy.
But they did have legal fish to 28 inches. And, you know, it's curious, in the middle of winter, all of a sudden you get, you know, some big giant halibut back there. But as a side note, I had some folks tell me they were fishing the bays and there was dolphins inside the bays. So
that would
kind of inform me that there's some sort of bait going on there and maybe herring. You know, when I worked at Bait Receiver in Dana Point in the springtime, I would get some of these, or late winter, some of these schools of herring, you know, little, we call them brown bait or whatever. And, you know, we conventionally think about bait as anchovies, sardines, mackerel, but you'd be surprised how often they feed on herring. And you can ask Corey about how well a brown bait swim bait works, and I think it's for that reason.
Hey, Gunny, you absolutely have me sparked up because those are queenfish too. You know,
queenfish
herring,
yes.
Tom cod fit in the same category, but you only see those, and we haven't seen them really for, God, I don't know, 15 plus years. Because
not in the numbers.
But let me explain to you why. Because we haven't had the small anchovy on the beach. So if you're seeing queenfish and herring, as you're calling them, that's because there's some type of small anchovy in the shallows. So
in the shallows, yeah.
Put the pieces together and figure it out.
That's,
you know,
cool.
Right?
Interesting. Yeah. There's always a reason those big fish are going to be there, you know, and it gets you thinking, and that's how you put the puzzle together, right, Corey?
Oh, my God. You got me fired up because that's really – that small anchovy and a queenfish, a brown bait, mackerel even, it's just such a healthy key for the inshore fishery, whether it's yellows or sea bass or halibut, calico. Gundy, I love your reports every week.
So rad.
Great job, Gundy.
I like doing it, man. And you guys have a nice week and something to think about. Maybe go check out a back bay close to you.
I like it.
There you go.
I like it. Cool. Gundy, appreciate the report.
Have a good week, guys.
We'll look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks, buddy.
Gosh darn, Rick. I mean, I tell you, we're so fortunate to have San Diego Bay right here because anybody in Southern California can travel and fish the bay here and have that kind of fishing like right now.
Year-round fishery, and then especially in times where, you know, water can be cooler elsewhere,
I'm telling
great
you.
Fishing to be had.
And I've heard a little sneak peek about halibut fishing in the bay here,
that
too.
Fine.
So,
okay.
Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and Beattie Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
San Diego,
Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
It's time once again for the spectacular Fred Hall Show. March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The world-class international fishing, hunting, and travel show. 5 full days of family fun. Enjoy the ultimate air dogs, duck races, live music, and more. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. Celebrate the joy of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show. The Fred Hall Show. March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Get all the details at fredhall.com.